Vesa, Are We There Yet? Features pulp puppetry based on the ancient art of Fantuccini by Kate Hardy. Opening reception on Thursday, October 7th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. The Visual Arts Studio Association will require attendees 12 years and older to show both proof of vaccination and government-issued identification. Until Saturday, October 30th. 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue 780-460-5990 and vesa-art.com. Art Gallery of St. Albert House Illuminates by Amy Lowen is the new structural exhibit in the gallery's main exhibit space. Guided virtual tour with curator Emily Baker is set to take place on Friday, October 22nd at 3 p.m. In-person tours with curator Emily Baker are scheduled for both Thursday, October 14th at noon and Thursday, October 28th at 4 p.m. Artist Amy Lowen will be available to meet with visitors to the gallery on Saturday afternoons throughout the exhibition's run. Until Saturday, November 13th, the Staircase Gallery will feature the exhibition called Through the Tide by Diana Ohayozabau. Until November 6, 19 Perron Street, 780-460-4310, Art Gallery of Stalbert.ca. Gallery at 501 Amplify is an exhibit created to celebrate and amplify the voices of contemporary Alberta artists with a focus on notions of identity in their work. It features four local artists who express their perspectives through portraiture and figurative artwork. Look for works by Diana Ohayozabau, the Art Gallery of St. Albert's August Artist of the Month, whose Staircase Gallery show Through the Tide closes in November, along with Elsa Robinson, Asia Loudon, and Renice Boudin. Until October 30th, Reckoning, Unraveling, Reclaiming, A Journey to Self, features regional writer-in-residence Nisha Patel, along with Temi Phillips and Adetola Adedipe, a lot of poetry. Until October 6th, 120-501 Festival Avenue in Sherwood Park, 780-410-8585, strathcona.ca/gallery501. Events Color Scheme is a rotating monthly online art gallery featuring selected works by students of Belarus, Paul Kane, and St. Albert Catholic High Schools. Each month of the school year starting in September, several pieces from each school will be highlighted online on the Gazette's website at www.stalberttoday.ca on the last Saturday of each month.